Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Katya Marafa, and I play violin in my own Gypsy Trip Hop project. We'll be playing at the Croft Lake City DYI Festival on Saturday, August 12th at the KRCL stage. My first experience with music would have to be when I was 4 years old and my Russian parents listening to disco and Italian pop, which was very popular at the time in Russia. One of my favorite pop stars at the time was Alla Pugacheva, who was officially recognized by the Russian government as the first Russian pop star. I wanted to be her more than anything, so I made my own microphone out of a box of matches and hairbrush. I would stand on a little stool and mimic her as much as I could. That's, I think, when my parents noticed that I really like music. I started music school at the age of 7. I had to go through a week of grueling tests to be accepted, as education of a musician is taken very seriously in Russia, and you have to go to a separate school aside from your regular school. Teacher who was performing all the tests on me decided that I would be great for violin. Something had to do with my fingers. I don't know. My mom asked me if I would be interested without knowing what I was signing up for. I said yes, and all downhill from there. I started music school in Siberia my first 3 years. Then my parents moved to Ukraine, and that's when I started playing in little orchestra that was part of the music school curriculum. I loved it right away, and I think it was more of a selfish love. I loved how it made me feel. I knew we were making people feel good. It was the great feeling playing together and making sounds together, as probably horrible as we were. But from the very beginning, I knew that was making me feel great, and I've carried on that feeling for years and years. After Siberia and Ukraine, there was music college, which I started when I was 15 in Ukraine, because you do have an option to go to college earlier if you know what you're doing with your life. And in between the period of 7 years old and 15 years old, it was back and forth. I didn't know if I was going to be a musician. I wanted to quit many times because I wanted to have a life of normal child, going to movies, hanging out. However, somewhere around age 14, I realized music is what I wanted to do. And that's why I went to music college in Ukraine for about 3 years. And then came an offer from my dad in New York to move to America, which being 17, I couldn't pass on. So I did move to New York and somehow got accepted to Manhattan School of Music. I still don't know why they took me. And that was an awesome experience. That was the last school I attended as far as music goes. And in between, in the summers, I played for symphony that did tours in Europe, which was also life-changing experience. Going to Germany, going to France, playing on stages that are hundreds and hundreds of years old and playing classical music definitely made me realize that's all I want to do. Now I'm playing for Salt Lake Symphony, which is an incredible group of people that donate their time for free to put together incredible classical pieces for people. It's very inspiring watching people get together and putting together very complicated, hard pieces of classical music. And as far as classical music goes, it pretty much takes me everywhere, because being able to play classical music, you can play anything. You can play jazz, you can play hip-hop, you can play trip-hop. That's how I was able to play for a trip-hop band called G13, aka Stove, for 10 years. I recorded a lot of music for hip-hop artists, and everything that I'm doing right now is heavily influenced by classical music as well. If I wasn't a classical musician, I wouldn't be able to take songs apart and put them together as I do it with the Loop Station. I received Loop Station as a Christmas gift And Loop Station literally sat in the box for a couple of years because of my fear touching anything that's technology. I did not think I could conquer it in any way. After playing many shows with belly dancers, they were songs that were not accompanied by any pre-recorded tracks, I at some point decided that it's time to conquer your fear and get that Loop Station out. And here's the shout out to Mac Hins and her ability to put incredible shows together and motivate so many incredible artists in Salt Lake City to do incredible things. It was one of her infamous birthday bashes, and she invited me to play a set, and I did not want to go in with the same songs that I've been playing over and over. I was bored with myself at that point. And I told myself, well, you learned how to play violin, you learned how to play piano, you learned how to speak English. You can do this. It's a small little red box. Come on now. You're better than that. So I hooked it all up. The funny thing is, it literally took me 5 minutes. I messed with it for 5 minutes and then it clicked. And within first hour, I had 3 songs. Because for the longest time, I've had an idea of looping. It was all playing in my head. It was all ready to go. It just needed equipment. And so first 3 songs were Heart Shape Box, Love Song, which is, I think, everyone's favorite. Ballet dancers love it. I love it. And my daughter actually said, I have to play Cure's Love Song. She said, that's the one. Can't remember the venue, but I remember there were a lot of people, and I was so nervous because it was first time me putting it out there. And I remember playing Love Song. That was the song I closed my set with, and it was so quiet for a second. It was almost deafening, and then all of a sudden it exploded. People were yelling and screaming. I'm like, all right, I think I did okay. I think it worked. And after that, like, just like violin, it was downhill from there. It was song after song, and that's how it all started. So thanks to Mac for pushing me. Growing up in Russia, growing up around very rich culture, including Gypsy culture, the influence of Slavic and Russian and Gypsy came in organically, just as well as the classical music. So everything that I'm playing, I don't even try to make it sound gypsyish or Russian or belly dancing style. It just comes naturally because I always loved the culture. And like I said, Russian and gypsy culture were part of my life since the very young age. Creating a style was also very natural and organic. A lot of songs were already looped in my head before I even learned how to use Loop Station. I would hear a song, and I would think to myself, how fun would it be to take that song, take it apart, and put it back together my own way. I would be driving my car, some song comes on Pandora, I will listen to it. I would think, I love this song, is it loopable? And loopable meaning the bass line is the same in the verse as well as in the chorus. As soon as I sing it along with the radio, and if it's loopable, it goes, yay, Joe, I can't wait to go home and try it out. I will come up with the bass line and then just layer it, add parts to it, kind of like symphony. Okay, now we have violas, now we have a cello. Let's do some second violins, tremolo here, tremolo there. And then melody, of course, it's the easy part, although it's also a very hard part because you want to make it your own, but you want to give props to the artist, keep important details that makes the song what it was originally. And you also want at some point people to recognize the song. As much as I love to mess with people, like I have songs like Justin Timberlake, I'm Bringing Sexy Back, or Cry Me a River. Yep, not ashamed to say it, but it's really fun watching people when I play it. And you can see people raising their eyebrows and question on their faces, is she really, she's really playing this in a 4-star restaurant. All right. It sounds different every time depending on energy of the show or venue where I'm playing. If it's some crazy busy nightclub and it's one of those shows where there are millions of people packed all in one venue and you feed off the energy, so you go off and you do a little something crazier. When you perform, you're feeding off the energy of the people that you're performing for. However, as one of my Russian conductors told us, and it stayed with me for a very long time, he told us, no matter how many people are in the audience, whether it's 100 or one person, you put out the same. I I started working with ballet dancing community with the help of my friend Quinn. He's incredible. He plays for Samba Fogo, and he's one of their pan drummers. And he asked me if I would be interested in doing a project playing violin for ballet dancers together with him. And I love ballet dancing music, so I jumped right on it. And so we learned, I think, 5 songs, and we played a show, and that's how I was introduced to ballet dancers. And I always loved the culture to begin with, and there's just something about playing an instrument and people expressing themselves to the music that you're producing. There's something about that. You're feeding off each other. It's a great thing. After that, I learned Loop Station, and that gave me more opportunities to work with dancers because I had a wider variety of songs to offer. And eventually, it was just me playing for them because I could sound like a band. And a lot of my songs are very belly dancey. I know it's not a word. I'm sorry. But I'm using it anyway. I was just thinking about it, how fun it is, again, to be able to share different kinds of art together on the same stage. It's always inspiring. It's always motivating. I love doing it. Now on to Craft Lake City Festival. I saw a lot of pictures pop up because I know so many dancers. A lot of them post pictures on social media about them participating. And I thought to myself, well, that looks like a fun festival. And I don't remember who I talked to, but the person that I talked to said, it's really easy. You just apply when you see it pop up on Facebook. And I did just so. So when the next year applications became available online, that's exactly what I did. And that's how I ended up at Craft Lake City. I love the experience. It was one of the best festivals I played at. It is very well organized. It's very friendly. People are very helpful. The energy is absolutely incredible. I remember playing my set. There were a lot of kids dancing in front of the main stage. And after first song I played, they kind of got quiet. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, great. I made all these children sad. Good going, Katya. And one of the little girls came up to me and she looked at me and she goes, you're so amazing. And I was like, well, I can't quit. This is it right there. That's why you just keep going. Because as a musician, you question yourself every day. Should I be doing this? Why am I doing this? What's the point of doing this? It's so hard. It always takes so much out of you. But then you have this little human come up to you and say, you're so amazing, with this look in her eyes. And you think to yourself, okay, all right. Enough of that bullshit kind of thinking. Keep going. You got this. There is a reason why you've been doing this for so long. I love the experience. I was very excited to be able to repeat it. So I can't wait to play again. The song that I have chosen to play for you is Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. I love Amy Winehouse. I miss her dearly. She's one of my favorite artists. I think I was depressed for a year after she died. And this song is always on my mind. I tried my hardest to show her pain. And I also incorporated one of my favorite operas. It's Carmen. And added a pinch of my own darkness into it. And it also represents really well what I do as far as the layering goes. And the drumming and Spanish, Gypsy, Slavic style. Kind of incorporates a little bit of everything. Thank you. I will be playing at the Craft Lake City DYF Festival on Saturday, August 12th, on KRCL stage at 7:30. It's a 30-minute set, so make sure you're there. And if you want more information or see more shows, follow me on my Facebook page. It's Katya Murafa, KatyaMurafa.
Connecting community through remarkable music and positive social change. Listen today, 90.9 FM.